What's up, everybody? This is Truth, Facts, Logic, and Opinions, and I'm your host, Ron Bernier. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, while I'm watching, I was watching this little, you know, Trump's little town hall, whatever he had. I think it was Chris Wallace. And I'm about to just show y'all how they let Trump off the hook when they talking to him, like, and they let things pass up that they shouldn't let pass up. Like, it seemed like they don't want to call him out on what he said. Like, now, just listen to what this lady asked Trump, and listen to what Trump said.
Has proven to lessen the spread of COVID. Why don't you support a mandate for national mask wearing, and why don't you wear a mask more often?
Well, I do wear them when I have to and when I'm in hospitals and other locations, but I will say this. They said at the Democrat convention they're going to do a national mandate. They never did it because they've checked out and they didn't do it. And a good question is you ask, like Joe Biden, they said we're going to do a national mandate on masks. He called on all governors to have them. It is a state responsibility. But he didn't do it. I mean, he never did it.
This is the story of a coward.
Now, did y'all just hear that? The lady asked him, why he don't wear a mask and why he don't do a mask mandate. And did y'all hear what this fool said? He said that at the Democratic convention, Joe Biden said they was going to do a mask mandate and they never did it. And Chris Wallace just sat up there and listened to him say that. Without just coming out and saying, like, Mr. President, with all due respect, that's the most stupidest shit I ever heard in my life. How the hell is Joe Biden going to do a mask mandate? You the president. He ain't the president. And they just keep letting this fool get away with stuff like this. It's just getting on my nerves, man. Like this what y'all want? Like, this is what I want to know. Y'all want this dude to be the president. He already the president, but y'all want him to be the president again. Every day he show how dumb he is. I'm just going to say every day he show how dumb he is. Every day. It ain't a day go by that he don't show that he's not intellectually up to the task. It ain't a day that go by that he don't show that. Now he sat up there and said, Joe, like, how you, like, if I was the lady, I'd have been like, Mr. President, Joe Biden ain't the president. He can't do a mask mandate. Like, and they just let him get away with it. You talking about white privilege. This is what we be talking about with white privilege. If that was a Barack Obama, man, that would have been all over the news, all over everywhere. If Barack Obama literally, if a tape came out with Barack Obama saying how deadly a virus was in the beginning of it, and how more strong it is than a flu, and then he went to a rally right after that, gathered people together, and had a rally, and told the people at the rally that it was a Democratic hoax. And then told the people at the rally that it was just like the flu. When he on tape saying that he already know that it's 5 times stronger than the flu, and it's deadly. So all y'all people that went to that rally, just think how he think about you. Just think, he wants you to come there and cheer him on through death, through sickness and death. Just think about that. He done disrespected everybody in your family because he ain't letting you know how he literally letting you downplay something that he think is deadly. And he making you think that he making you downplay it because he downplaying it. And then you go outside, you don't put a mask on, you go outside and you doing you, and next thing you know, you get COVID-19. You young, it don't harm you, but you bring it home, you asymptomatic, you bring it home to your grandma or your mama. Now all of a sudden somebody in your family died of COVID-19 because you was listening to him. Like, this president need to be charged with murder by negligence, man. He need to be charged with manslaughter by negligence, man. Period. Because you sat up there and said that it was deadly and it was five times worse than the flu, and then when you came out and talked to the American people, you downplayed. You ain't tell them none of that. And now we got over 190,000 people dead from this virus. And this went down to the arrogance and the white privilege. If any other president did this, they'd resign, man. Like, for him to be responsible for thousands of murders, for thousands of deaths, and still act like he just gonna stand up straight and be in the and want to run for the White House, that's arrogant. That's really, really arrogant. Like, it's not even a debate that he lied. It's not even a debate that he downplayed it. And all these people dead from it? Like, dude, you need to resign, man. You're making a fool out yourself. This is how we know you're going to cheat. We know you're trying to cheat. We know you're going to cheat. Because you keep doing stupid stuff. And not even caring. You keep taking lickings and keep on ticking because you know you're going to cheat. That's all I got, man.